Good morning. With us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. She joins us on Wednesday morning. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, and it's nice to be with you.
Yes, and it is nice to be with you, although the subject today is not a happy one, and the results of a drug test of a boat suspect who struck another boat last month on Lake George and killed an 8-year-old girl.
Right. The driver of that boat had 3 different drugs in his system, according to Warren County Sheriff Bud York. He told us that on Tuesday. York wouldn't name the drugs, a blood test found in Alexander West's system, but said that there were 3 different classes of drugs. No alcohol was found, the sheriff said, but none was anticipated given the fact that West didn't surrender to authorities until 9 a.m. July 26, about 14 hours after the crash. And the blood had been drawn from his system. West is 24. He lives in Lake George. He was arrested a few days after the crash on felony charges of leaving the scene of a serious injury and fatal boating accident. He's free on bail right now. 4 other passengers in his boat face misdemeanor charges of giving false information to investigators in the hours after the accident. West's parents are also under investigation, the sheriff told us, to find out whether they helped him avoid arrest that night. The 9:22 p.m. crash on July 25th happened in the waters off Kramer Point on Lake George. It took the life of a 8-year-old girl named Charlotte McHugh, who lived in Carlsbad, California. It also seriously injured her mother. Police have said West's boat struck and went over the top of the boat in which McHugh was riding. Police believe, based on video evidence and witnesses' statements, that West and his friends had been drinking earlier that day at Log Bay Day, which is this big party on the east side of Lake George that happens in late July every year. York said it will be up to Warren County District Attorney Kate Hogan whether to file additional charges based on this new information about drugs in Mr. West's system. Hogan has yet to present the case to the grand jury. We did try to reach Mr. West's attorney. We're not successful in that attempt, but we will keep trying.
We've been speaking with Judy Patrick. She's the editor of the Daily Gazette. As always, you can go to dailygazette.com for more on this story and others in the paper today. Judy, we thank you.
Thanks, David.